Heavily redacted, but with new information about the Mar-a-Lago search. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. The FBI affidavit used to obtain a search warrant for former President Trump's private resort was made public today.
Many details of an investigation into improper removal and storage of classified information is blacked out in an unsealed affidavit. But in the court filing, the FBI says 14 of 15 boxes removed from Mar-a-Lago earlier this year contained classified records and top-secret documents. The affidavit also notes the Justice Department wrote in a letter to Trump's attorneys in June that Mar-a-Lago was not authorized to store classified information. The FBI says the criminal investigation began as a result of a referral from the National Archives and Records Administration.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. Former President Trump reacting to today's release on his social media platform.
He said simply, "Witch hunt." The former president sent out a lengthier post. It says Judge Bruce Reinhardt should never have allowed the break-in of my home.
Fox's David Lee Miller. The Department of Transportation reports customer complaints regarding air travel jumped 270% over pre-pandemic levels.
The most complaints were filed against American Airlines, followed by United, then Delta. And most were filed regarding canceled, delayed, or missed flights, followed by complaints about refunds and then baggage. The report found 73% of flights were on time, but the biggest cause of delay was found to be air carriers, which is described in the report as delay or cancellation caused by circumstances within the airline's control, like maintenance or crew issues.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. A voter initiative rolling back Republican-backed election law changes and expanding voting access in Arizona will not appear on the November ballot. The Arizona Supreme Court today upholding a ruling from a lower court. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A huge sell-off on Wall Street today on news the Fed plans more interest rate hikes to fight inflation, the Dow falling 1,008 points. Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn has become the latest U.S. lawmaker to visit Taiwan.
Senator Marsha Blackburn arrived in Taipei late yesterday, and her visit so far has included a meeting with Taiwan's president, reaffirming shared values between the two governments.
Will we fight the rise of authoritarianism, or will we capitulate to it?
The senator is also making headlines for a passing remark calling Taiwan a country. Taiwan has been self-ruled for decades, but China claims it as part of its territory. Blackburn's trip is the third by U.S. officials in recent weeks, which began with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit on August 2nd, sparking a show of military force by China. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
A court in Texas rules the state's law prohibiting 18 to 20-year-olds from possessing handguns is unconstitutional.
A Texas state law barring residents ages 18, 19, or 20 from owning handguns is ruled unconstitutional by a federal judge in Fort Worth. The ruling states the U.S. Constitution makes no age restrictions in the Second Amendment. The suit was brought by the Firearms Policy Coalition, which is also suing other states over similar laws. The court's ruling is stayed for 30 days in anticipation of an appeal. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Drone detection technology is now being tested at Los Angeles International Airport. Federal and local officials say LAX has joined Miami International Airport in testing the system. The technology detects, tracks, and identifies drones entering restricted airspace around LAX. Los Angeles World Airport CEO Justin Urbacci says there were 50 reports of drone sightings last year, and so far this year, there have been 38 sightings. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.